You know, I started out my career in bluegrass music in the psychedelic era. That was a few years ago now, and I remember it just like I would remember tomorrow, today. What they say about the 60s is if you can remember it, you weren't there. Well, it was a great time to be on the road with the father of bluegrass, Mr. Bill Monroe. And, you know, we'd play the Grand Ole Opry. In those days, you know, Union Scale was, on a Saturday night, two shows on the Grand Ole Opry was $27.50. Now, I know that seems like a lot of money today. But Friday Night Opry was $17.50, one show. And so, you know, you wouldn't think they'd double it or anything like that. No. But I remember when I joined the Musicians Union down in Nashville, I had to take a loyalty oath. And John Kennedy had just been assassinated, and they still had his picture on the wall right next to Lyndon Johnson. And there was a kind of nervousness in the country of America. And bluegrass had long been a hidden music, really, just known in the South. And people were starting to hear it and starting to feel that vibration of a high, lonesome sound. So I had to stand under the photograph of John F. Kennedy and Lyndon B. Johnson and swear that I was not, now had never been, and never would be a member of the Communist Party. So those were those times. Hey, you know, I once asked Utah Phillips if Woody Guthrie had actually been a communist. He said, well, you know, Woody sang all those songs about, you know, freedom and people's rights and everything, but the Communist Party, you know, handed him the initiation forms and all the paperwork, but Woody could never get the paperwork done. So when I started working with Bill, you know, my job description was like everything. So I booked the shows, I played guitar, sang lead, wrote some songs with Bill, drove the bus, and the old bus we called the Bluegrass Breakdown. And the reason we called it that is because it usually lived up to its name. And we left the Opry at midnight one year, and we were driving up north towards Bean Blossom, Indiana, on the road up to Louisville, Kentucky. And we broke down by a place near Horse Caves, Kentucky. Beautiful area. Anybody know about Horse Caves? Yeah. Well, that's where this song came from, overlooking the vast canyons of Horse Caves, Kentucky. At sunrise, I was standing outside there watching the sunrise over the mountains to the east. And Bill Monroe came off the bus and kind of glided over to me and came up to me and he said, Pete Rones, he always called me plural. Pete Rones, you listen good to this and don't you ever forget it. And he sang this melody to me and the words, the beginning of the song, and I put some words to it. We wrote this together.